Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Well, there is certain optimism for steady to higher cash this week, with business expected to surface later today. It's uncertain just how aggressive packers will be as we head into the holiday weekend. Slaughter pace has been strong, which has kept cattle moving and feedlots current. Question of whether demand will remain strong after Labor Day is one that's being mulled over. Now, the statement last Friday from the Fed chairman indicates they'll be taking strong steps to curb inflation, which may cause more pain for consumers. Box B took a big hit yesterday. Choice down $3.25, select down $3.07. Now, the hogs were again supported technically as short covering continued. Cash did not follow the usual pattern of strong prices on Tuesday, with price falling $2.52 on the National Direct afternoon report. Cutouts did not find support either. They were down 41 cents with continued weakness of bellies. Packers may not need to step up aggressively this week, as it seems they have a sufficient supply to keep chain speeds steady. Lower wheat prices overnight at all three exchanges, with a follow-through selling from yesterday's weaker session. Yesterday's close gave back about half of Monday's gains, although a recovery in most contracts limited the losses from what they were earlier in the session. The short nature of managed funds in the wheat market can provide us updrafts like we saw Monday without much reason. Weaker trade in corn futures overnight, with most contracts down another 5 to 9 cents. December corn futures have turned to consolidative following yesterday's surge as traders take stock of finishing weather in the Midwest, equity and energy markets, and the pace of demand. And lower prices in the soybean complex overnight, with losses led by soybeans and meal in what looks to be the third straight day of losses. Since Friday's settlement, November soybeans have given back about 40 cents, although recovered sharply during Tuesday's session to avoid steeper losses. We're going to check the futures when we come back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close yesterday, October live cattle up 92 cents, 143.82. December up 87, 149.80. September feeder cattle up 225, 182.17. October's up 220, 183.17. October hogs up 135, 93.60. December up 90 cents at 85.50. Kansas City wheat, September down 3 3/4, 908 3/4. December down 14 3/4, 897 3/4. Chicago wheat, September down 21 3/4 at 798 1/4. December down 22 1/2, 820 1/4. September corn down 4 cents, 679 3/4. December down 5 3/4, 677 1/4. September soybeans down 21 3/4 at 1513.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.